yet. For the Gemara Chadosh, a new knife, then Ben Rabbi Shmo, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Mesham Shavarez Kechavim Heim, or Mesham Shavarez Kechavim, Einem Asur Machi Yavdu, they're not Asur until you use it, until you worship with it. Rosh Chadosh, why is it also my Mesasur, Mesham Kechavim, to a high sack and level, it's not Avarez Kechavim Mamish itself. It's only Mesham Shavarez Kechavim, using it to worship. So that's the machlokes of Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva. Rashi, as they argue in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, yeah. So the Mandiyam says it's also miyad, vikum Mandiyam shetavod, but kulu moide v'kelim. The ena masur machiyav. Everybody holds that kelim does not become awesome until you actually use it and worship to use it when you worship the avodah zarah. So if it's a new knife that wasn't used yet, so why is the knife also b'hanor then? So where it says. He boys in one teretz says the posuk begavz lovers chovim. It could be yes to use this knife once to cut wood to burn l'shem avodah zarah. So kitzu was used l'sham shavodah zarah. That's why it's also banor. As far as the treifas goes, it was never used yet to cut meat. If he boys in another teretz could be like this. If he boys same, I'll tell you be yishona. No, maybe we're talking about an old knife, a knife that they used already to shech l'shem avodah zarah. The question is then, there's shamnunis, there's fats in the knife. But there it says shalibnabor, where they already kasha this knife like. They already put the knife over fire. They like made it red hot. So that's the way you kasha it. So as far as the bliya goes, the bliya went out. Rashi says, again shalibnabor, v'yenkan isa shamnunis, there's no more fats inside this knife. So it's only after Yisr hano, after avodah zarah. So then we say, if you're cutting a good piece of meat that you're ruining it, therefore it's muta. Itma will learn like this. Itma ha-shoychit b'sakna shavaz gachovim, and somebody makes a shchita with a knife that's also ba'no, a knife that was used by the Zoro. So Rava makhalif. So mashma not only after Yisuri ya'no, but after Shamunis, like a tzad that this knife was used already, so it has fats of avoid the Zoro on it, and now you made a shchita on a kosher animal. So Rava makhalif. That's all you have to do to that piece of meat. Where you cut, it just kailuf. Rashi says, like, peel off that skin. Beis hashchita, just peel off the skin, or the outer layer of the meat, where you shechta there. Mipnei shebola shamnunis asakin. Because that, kedei klipa kailuf, that meat right around it, it got dissolved from the shumen, the fat of the avodah zarah. Rabba babachonama mediach. He also knows, you don't even have to cut off any piece of meat there. It's not just to wash it off, that's all. Just wash it off with water. That piece of meat, by the base of shchita, just wash it off. So what's the machlekes? Lema, let's say, this is what the argument, b'hokam iflagi. The mass of a base of shchita tzaynin. One knows, even though the base of shchita, where you take the knife and you cut, you go back and forth, it gets a little bit hot, that's not cold really hot, it's still cold. And therefore we know tzaynin, the bleis issa doesn't go in, so all you have to do is just wash it off. Well, mass of one holds no, that beis hashchita roseach, that when you're cutting the meat there, you make the meat nice and hot. And therefore, it's boleya from the sakin. So therefore, at least it's boleya kadei klipa. Therefore, you have to cut off the outer piece of meat. So maybe that's good for the machlekes. So where's the Lord? That's not the machlekes here. Hatei de kulu yama beis hashchita roseach. Everybody holds that the beis hashchita, the part where you shech, since you move the knife back and forth to go through the meat, that makes that meat there nice and hot. If so, man the yom akolov shapadomi, the one that says you have to peel off the meat there, it's very good because since it's hot, it's boleya, the shuman goes in there. But a man the yom amadiach, the one that says no, all you have to do just wash it off. I did the treaty simon mafuki dam loy bliya, that since the simonim there, it's oimid, it's being working in pushing out blood. Like when you cut there, the blood comes out. Since right then the simonim is throwing out its blood, it doesn't take anything in. So even though it's hot, still nothing comes in. Rashi says, Kleima, Poitsoyas Damim Asukim Vlevibliya. So since it's going out, nothing comes in. Ika the army is something like this. The Kuliyam, everybody could hold Beis Shkita Sinai. No, everybody could hold maybe the Soros, the Beis Shkita is called like cold. So man, the Yama Madiyah, Shap, the one that's all you do, just wash it off very good. Since it's only cold, so the tam doesn't go into the meat. But man, the yom akov, the one that says, no, you have to cut off the outer piece of meat. Agav duchka, the sakina bola, the svar is, even though the breast of shchita is cold, but when you press the knife down, the duchka, the pressing down of the knife into the meat, that makes it that the tam, or the bliya that's inside the knife, goes out into the meat. So if it was not enough just to wash off the piece of meat, but we're afraid that some of the fats went into the meat. Therefore, you have to cut off the outer layer. Rashi says, duchka the sasakin, shemeshavshreish the bossi, it's like rubbing against the meat, but doichik, by pressing it down. So that makes it get dissolved into the meat itself. Yeah. Rashi says, v'chivun lo ifsako, it's a shalom, the Gemara without pressure, the halacha, you have to go l'isur, Rashi says, v'isur the araisu, adin has called l'churma here, the kind of m'shalter l'chacha machmer, a sof of the araisu, you have to be machmer, kamokal mechatchilu lo yishchad, yishnat shech, to ha-sheichet kam, it's only b'dievet, lechatchilu yishnat shech, with this knife of Avodah Zarah, but b'dievet, if you did, you have to be machmer, to make a klipa, to cut off the outer peel of the meat where you shecht it by. Now the Gemara says, sakin treifa. What's going to be a sakin treifa? Rashi says, means sheshochet bo treifa. You shechted an animal, and after the shechit, you found out the animal was treif. So the question is, this knife, treifa, like did the fats of the animal go into the knife or not? So, pli gibor of acharavin, tzamachloikis. Chadoma b'chamen. How do you kash this knife now? You have to put the knife into hot water to kasher it. Rashi tzarach lagilu asakim. They shabola shanunas atreifa. Because the fats of the treifa went into the knife. So in order not to use it a second time to shech with, you have to first kasher it. You have to put it into boiling hot water. The chadam one says, no, but certain. All you have to do is just wash it off in cold water. So Rashi says, why? Because kisava beis hashchit is soilin. The loy bola asakim. Therefore the knife was not belayed, did not dissolve any of the fats inside the knife. So that's the machloikis. It's enough just to wash it off in cold water. Yeah. So Rashi said it's only by a sakin shall hit there we pass in this way. Yeah. Zu v'kashu levloya avadei resicha avagabi sakin yisur shavos chavim v'pluktid liyel leposu mesha sakin asur v'abosarach levloya. Here it's different. More before it's talking about the knife was used a lot to shem avoy desara. So you have to be afraid sometimes even cutting hot meat. So there the knife for sure has a bliyas of issa. It's only shal. Now when you shecht, does that bliyah come off into the meat? Now we say a suffix, maybe it does, because the meat is soft, so the tam of the knife goes into the meat. But here we want one time you shecht it with a hard knife into this treifah, it could be, we hold now, that the issa of the treifah does not go into the knife. Since the knife is hard, if it's cold, it does not go in. Therefore, all you have to do is just wash it off. Now, if there's something to wipe it on, Rashi says, bliyosa de parso means chatichas begid yishem, you have an old piece of cloth there, and you can take this knife after you shechted the behemot treifa and wipe it off on that cloth, you don't need more than that, you don't even have to wash it off in cold water. It's enough just to wipe it off, that takes all the fats off it. Now, Olaman, the one that says, Bechamin, that you have to know, wash off this knife, make a gola in hot water. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de kobola isura, because it's being boleya. Like this knife is getting some of the tam of the treifa inside it. Fred Gemara, teherunami bola. The chur, this knife was used before ready for heter. So the knife was boleya from heter also. It was belayed. No, every single shechita should be the same way also then. Every shechita, when you first start shechting, like before you cut the two simonim, the animal is also. So every time you make a shechita kshayr, also the knife first received belia from Issa. So every single knife should have to kashra it first. For the more tetere, even a kashra shechita, Nami bolayvim menachai. We read it. Hey, that teru nami bolayvim menachai. Even a regular shechita, before the animal is killed, before you cut two simonim, so the animal is not kosher to eat, it's still neivim menachai. And when you first start to cut, so the knife gets bliya from the eivim menachai. So every single time you shecht, you should have to kosher the knife. So Mor says no. Aim is bola. When does the knife receive the bliya of the tam of the meat? L'chichayma, only when the knife becomes hot. Means after you go back and forth a few times. If so, Amos Kochaima, when does the knife become hot? The Chigom Roshchita, only after you finish the Shchita. Hayishos Soheterehu. At the end of the Shechita, it's no more Reivim Menachai. At the end of the Shechita, we say it's kosher. Therefore, the knife is kosher. Therefore, a regular Shechita is okay. Here it's only a Shiloh if the Shechita was by a Treifa. By a Treifa, we have a Suffolk. We have a Shiloh. Now the Gemara says, Omer of Yehuda Marav, HaTabuch, Tzorach Shlosha Sakinim, a regular butcher has to have three knives on hand. He has to have three different type of knives, three knives. Achas Shachabo, one that he shechs with, V'yechot Shemechatech Bobosa, one that he chops the meat with, V'yechot Shemechatech Bochalovim, and one that he cuts the fats off with. Because the fat stock is traced out when he can't use to cut the meat with. And one to cut the meat with, Basumsi, he doesn't want to use the same knife as Shechita to cutting the meat, because he doesn't want to make a pagam, he doesn't want to ruin the knife. So if we have to have three knives. For the Gemara, the second lechoda, let's have one knife. For lechtech babosa, for Shechita tak, you have to have a separate knife, not to make that one pogum. But now, the rest of it, use only one knife. And first cut off the meat, so be kosher. For the lechtech bachalovim. And then you cut off the fats. So what do you have to have two separate knives for? Use one knife and first cut the meat and then cut the fat. Tumor says, no, gzeira shem yachtech lovim yachkach bosa. We're afraid maybe first to cut the fats, that's treif of fats, so the knife becomes treif, and then we'll cut the bosa. That's why we don't want to do it this way. For the mahash tanami mechlefloy, now that he has two knives, maybe he'll mix up the two knives. Sometimes he'll think it's the one for meat and he'll use the one for fat, so also you have gzeira, shouldn't do it this way. The Gemara says, no, this is not a problem. The Gemara says, of two knives mixing up, that's not a problem. The Gemara says, why? Kivon di atzrachinu trei. Since like the Rabbanim would tell him he has to have two separate knives, isle kero. He'll for sure know. Rashi says it means oisa basimin. He'll make a sign on one of them to know this is the one to cut the meat with and the other one to cut the fat with. From the view of the Marav, ha-tabach ha-butcher tzorach shnekim, he has to have two kelim, two parts of shomayim of water. Echot shemdich v'bosa, one that he washes off the kosher meat with, v'yechot shemdich v'chlovim, one that he washes off the fats with, because that water is treif-like. For the Gemara again, no, v'nisakam v'chlovim, let's have just one bowl. For dich v'bosa, first wash off the meat, and then v'od dich v'chlovim, then you wash off the fats in it. So Gemara again says, g'zeir shemdich v'chlovim, mechakach bosa, maybe you wash off the fats first, then the meat. For the hashtanam now also, mechav, now if you have two bowls, the same thing, maybe you switch them around. Again, the same as for Akil, the Atrachino, apparently, since the Rabbanan said you have to have two bowls, so for sure the person will be smart enough, and Islay Akeira, he'll like make a sign on one of them to know which one is for the boss, which one's for the fats. Omer Ameimo Mishmed Rapopo, Le Lischof Inish, Kefile, Ile Bisro. After the Shechita, should not put Lischof Inish, Kefile, Kofol, that's like the, Rashi says, Kolak Solim. All the sides of the meat, shechela v'akloy is dovek boy. The ksom is like the flank and the sides. You have the fats of it attached to the kloyes, to the kidneys. So you should not like let the fats be on top and the meat on bottom. The lisch of inish kafli iloy viser. Don't have it turned over that the fats should be on top and the meat on bottom. Didoyev tarbo bole viser, because then the fats will, like will come down and go into the basar, and then the basar will become basar. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, ki taritzna nami. Ki taritzna means, Rashi says, ki shemunocha maladaf. Kedark, even when you have the meat on a regular board, that the fat is lamala, habole kafle gufay mechobadovakbom. Also, the fat is attached to the meat. So let's be afraid some of the fat will go into the meat. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, says, no, karma mifsak mitisoi, that there's a krum, there's a piece of skin there, meat there, right? That's mafsik. Right? Says, between chelav lebosa, there's like a krum, a skin there, that divides between the skin, between the fat and the meat. Yes, therefore it doesn't go over. Right? That's the krum, shonaitum, that's the krum, the skin that we take off from the flanken. Yeah. So that stops the fats to go into the meat. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. So the normal circle says like there's this membrane here that stops the fats from going into the basar. Therefore there's no shayla. Alright, we'll continue on in the next tape. We'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Tes Amud Aleph on top in Chulin. Just last Gemara, we chazer over again. We had just last Gemara was that Omer Meimer Meimer said Mishmed Rav Papa that La Lischof Inish Keflayu. A person should not put the Keflayu, that's like the flankin, the loins, Eloy Bisra, should not put it on top of another piece of meat. Why? Because these loins have a lot of fat on top of them. So if the fat will be lying on top of another piece of meat, the doyiv tarbo, the fat like will drip down, or boli visra, and will be absolved in the meat. And therefore the meat will become treif, the chaylev is also teat. So therefore do not leave the loins on top of another piece of meat. So Mori asked the question, Zihoch, if you're afraid of this, ki taritzi nami, even when you have the keflayim, like the flankin, the loins lying by themselves, and it has its own fat and its own meat, also you should be afraid. You should be afraid then, ki taritzi nami doiv tarbo bola bisro, that the fat of the loins will be absolved inside the meat, and the meat will become treif. So Gemara says no. Karmo mifsiko mitusoi. I'll tell you the fat, the meat of the loins itself has like a membrane around it, and therefore that protects it that its own fat will not be absolved inside the meat. Therefore the meat remains mutta. So more is the question, if there's a membrane around the meat of the loins, that's why the fat did not get dissolved inside it, if so,